Regina, producers made significant progress this week, with seating now 77% complete in Saskatchewan. This is behind the 5-year average of 91% and the 10-year average of 89%. Crop emergence is reported as excellent to good condition and topsoil moisture shows improvement over past year. The Southeast is the furthest advanced in seeding progress at 84% complete. This is followed closely by the Southwest at 83% and the Northwest at 80%. The East Central and West Central regions are 73% and 71%, respectively. The Northeast region has completed 68% of their seeding operations. Provincially, seeding progress is the furthest ahead for field peas and lentils at 92% and 91% complete, respectively. Chickpeas and soybeans are reported at 78% and 51%. For cereal crops, durum and spring wheat are the furthest ahead at 87% and 84%, respectively. Barley is at 76%, followed by oats at 67%. Triticale and canary seed are both 66%. For oilseeds, mustard is 78%, followed by canola at 71% and flax at 67%. Perennial forages are at 49% complete. Rainfall was variable across the province, with many producers in the northern regions experiencing increased amounts. The highest reported rainfall was in the Sonningdale area at 45 mm. The Battlefords and Radisson areas received 36 mm and the Rose Valley area received 33 mm. Overall, topsoil moisture is still showing improvements over previous years. Cropland topsoil moisture is 3% surplus, 89% adequate and 8% short. Hayland topsoil moisture is 2% surplus, 85% adequate and 13% short. Pasture topsoil moisture is very similar with 2% surplus, 83% adequate, 13% short and 2% very short. Producers continue to report good crop emergence across the province. Of the crops that have emerged, the majority are reported in excellent to good condition. Lentils are rated in the best condition with 37% of the crop rated excellent and 59% good. This is followed by field peas at 32% excellent and 62% good and chickpeas at 31% excellent and 67% good. Soybeans are rated at 95% in excellent condition. For cereal crops, winter wheat is estimated at 20% excellent and 72% good, while fall rye is 15% excellent and 77% good. Durum is 32% excellent and 63% good, followed by spring wheat at 26% excellent and 65% good. Other cereal crops have also been rated as being in mostly excellent and good condition. Triticale is rated at 33% excellent and 60% good, oats are 22% excellent and 71% good, barley is 28% excellent and 66% good and canary seed is 27% excellent and 62% good. For oilseed crops, mustard is rated at 30% excellent and 60% good. Flax is 25% excellent and 63% good, followed by canola at 24% excellent and 63% good. Crop damage was minor, with a few producers reporting light frost in areas with excessive water, but limited crop damage. Flea beetle and cutworm activity has been noted, with some producers taking control measures. Some regions have observed grasshoppers hatching, but no current reports of crop damage. Many producers anticipate that seeding will wrap up within the next week if the weather permits. Producers are also busy moving cattle to pasture, spraying, rock picking and land rolling. As producers continue with seeding and field work operations, they are encouraged to take safety precautions in all the work that they do. The Farm Stress Line can help by providing support for producers toll-free at 1-800-667-4442. A complete, printable version of the crop report is available online. Download crop report at https://www.saskatchewan.ca/crop-report. Follow the 2024 crop report on Twitter at @SkagriCulture.